The Rambam begins Hilchos Chanukah by saying, "V'bayis sheni, kishu malchei Yavan gozu gzeres al Yisrael, ubatlu dosam leinichu oisam laseik b'teirah mitzvahs." And then he goes on, "Poshtu yodim b'moyim v'neseim v'nichus leichal v'portu protzis v'tikusik taris v'tzolam Yisrael ma'oid nivnei malachat zumlachas gadol ad she'richem aleihem elokei aviseinu." Vayishiyam yodam v'itzilam v'gavu b'nei chashbonoya koinim agdoilim v'horgum v'yishu yisrael miyodam v'hemidu melech min akoyanim v'chazra malchus liyisrael yeser al masayim shana anachur ben hasheni. So Rav used to point out, and I saw that Rav Hudna used to point out, that when the Rambam records that Malchus was returned to Klal Yisrael, that apparently is one of the achievements of the Yevonim that we celebrate. Midu Melech Min HaKoyanim. So that, we'll see in a moment, the Ramban is critical of that. But the Rambam seems to be celebrating that. V'chozra malchus liyisrael yeser masayim shonim adachur ben hasheni. It's all part of the celebrations. And the Rambam seems to be celebrating it because he begins by saying, V'bayi sheni kishem malchi yovan gozu gzeres al Yisrael. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Yeshua by returning malchus to Klal Yisrael, by returning sovereignty and control. Now, Rav Hudna points out that perhaps the source of the Rambam is that the Gemara discusses in Megillah, Gemara discusses whether we say Hallel on Purim or not. So the Gemara says that we has two reasons, excuse me, why we wouldn't say Hallel on Purim. So one reason is because when after the Nes of Purim was over, the Gemara says we used to be Avadim Achashverosh, and we're still Avadim Achashverosh. Now in Chanukah we say Hallel. So it means that the Rambam derived from that Gemara that if we're saying Hallel, so then that must mean that we're celebrating the fact that we had gained control and sovereignty, and then it's returned to Klal Yisrael. So that's why the Rambam includes it amongst the accomplishments. V'yishi Yisrael miyod. He suggests that's pshat v'pur v'yisiso purkan kayoy mazeh. What's purkan? Purkan as opposed to geula. What does purkan come from? Pre-kas oil. So in addition to v'yishi Yisrael miyodam, but the Yeshua, and what was to assure that it wasn't a temporary Yeshua? That we that once again we would not have Malchi Yovan, and they'd once again try to mevatel das the fact that we had certain control, we had certain administrative control over Klal Yisrael. So this aspect of the celebration of Chanukah is very much questioned and dismissed by the Ramban of Parshas Vayechi. Ramban of Vayechi says, in the Perek Mem Tes Pasuk Yud, Yagvinu says, "Lo Yosur Shevet Yehuda." Yehuda will never lose Melucha. This is an interesting idea. Why will Yehuda never lose Melucha? What does the pasuk say? How does the bracha begin? Yehuda, you're the pasuk in front of you.
That pasuk, Lo Yosur Shevet.
Right before that, Yehuda.
Who are Yehuda?
Before that. Yehuda Toyeducha, right? Next. Right. So Toyeducha, the fact that he was able to admit his mistake, because of that he was zocha to be a leader. Right. This was the next. Right, before he introduces the idea of Miterev B'nei Elisa. Viterev b'ni Elisa. So you can say that that's why he was zochus. Yaakov said no. He was zochus to Malchus because Yehuda atoy yeducha. He was able to admit that he made an error. When you think about it, so the fatal flaw of almost all powerful people is that they are that the power becomes a personal quest, right? The idea of power corrupting. Rav Kook writes that Klal Yisrael will not be zocha to have our own malchus as long as we will easily be nichshal in the problem of power corrupting. It's only when we outgrow that human flaw that Klal Yisrael deserves to have malchus back. So you see, that goes back to the bracha of Yaakov Avinu. Because you were in a position where you could have easily run away from your own guilt, you could have easily buried your guilt, you could have let Tamar be killed, and you would have never be held responsible for it. But there was a certain integrity that you would have had. So that's what Simchas Yisrael Broid is an entire essay. That the quality of all qualities that Yaakov picks out to make Yehuda Melech was Atoy Yeducha. So at first glance, it sounds like it's a good thing to be able to admit one's weaknesses and one's guilt, but that should not be the overriding credential. Military prowess, administrative ability. All right, so the person is able to distance himself from his, to become objective and look at himself squarely, that's a good thing. But is that the essential ingredient? So the answer is that Yaakov said, yeah, it is the essential ingredient. Because the fatal flaw of all malchus is not being able to distance oneself, one's own personality, one's own personal gain. So Yaakovina wanted to said that the malchus that we're going to have is a malchus which has to have this staying power. It will not fall prey to the flaws of all leadership. So Liyosu Shevet Miyehuda, Eden Yonah Shalay Yosu Liyelo. It could not mean that Yehuda will never lose Malucha. How do I know that? He says because. We have in Nevuah, the Mishnah tells us that we're going to lose our sovereign rule. So Ramban says, what is Pshat and possible? It's Pshat and Yaakov's Nevuah. La Yosir Shevet Miyuda. It's not correct. That sounds like we will always have a king. We'll always be in Eretz Yisrael. It's not true. Avol in Yonosh La Yosir Shevet Miyuda El Echad Me'echov. Ki Amalchus Yisrael HaMoshel Lai Mimenu Yiyah. So yeah, so Ramban says the Pshat must be La Yosir Shevet Miyuda means Yehuda will never lose Malucha. Whenever we have Malucha, Yehuda Shevet will have it. So the Ramban says, this is also not correct. Shekol v'chein l'yosem mechaykeik mi bein raglav, shekol mechaykeik bi Yisrael, asher v'yodei tabas ha-melech menu yiyu. Ki hu yimshol v'yitzameh v'chol Yisrael, v'lo chosem ha-malchus, ad ki yavo v'no, v'lo yikaz kol amim, l'asos kuchon tzoyne, v'zo Mashiach. And that is in fact what happened, because in Babel also the Resh Gurusu was Meshevet Yehuda. Ki Ashevet Yirmoiz LeDavid Shu HaMelech HaRishon Sheloi Shevet Malchus, the scepter. V'shilu v'noye Sheloi Kasamen. V'lo Yitochein Mama Rebbe Avram. Alright, so then he disagrees with the Ben Ezra's Pshat that Shiloh is referring to Yehuda. Because that would mean that this Nevuah refers to Yehuda until David comes into rule. So he dismisses that approach. V'akosav azeh ramas, right after the 95. Ki Yaakov imlich shevet Yehuda al achav, that Yaakov appointed Yehuda to be the king over his brothers. The Ha'irish Yehuda memshola al Yisrael, and he bequeathed to Yehuda the control of Klal Yisrael. V'hu ma she'omar David v'yivchar Hashem l'kei Yisrael bi michol beis avi li'eis l'melech al Yisrael lo'ilav ki b'Yehuda v'achar l'nagid u'be'beis Yehuda beis avi bi rotz v'amlech al kol Yisrael. V'omar lo yosir l'remoz. So if the point was to be mamlech, so that we wouldn't use the phrase lo yosir, he would use the phrase timloch, tale. So lo yosir l'remoz ki imloch shevet acher al Yisrael, avo me'eis sheyochel liyois Yehuda shevet malchus lo yosir men al shevet acher. It means that they will never lose the malchus. Right? How do we know that? Mizehu shenemar ki Hashem l'kei Yisrael nasa memlocha l'David Yisrael l'olam l'ilvona. Right, so now you'll ask me, what about Shaul? Vinyan Shaul l'oyu ki bavur David ki bavur she divar she'elis ha'malchus be'esei nitav eitzal Kodesh Baruch Hu, because Kodesh Baruch Hu was not positive about malchus in the time of Shmuel. L'yrotzel ha'mlich ha'leim min ha'shevet ha'shelei ha'malchus sh'lo yosu mimenu le'ilamin. Hakadosh Baruch Hu did not want to begin Malchus with the Shevet that will always be Melech at a time when he thought that the Malchus was ill-conceived. V'nosalem Malchus Shah, never gave him a temporary Malchus. Right? We know from Navi that Ribbono Shel Olam was unhappy that the Jews asked Shmuel for Melech. Ni'akuchal ha'goyim. And at that time, since they had Nevuah, so wanting a melech at that time was the rejection of Nevuah. That's how Shmuel understood it. And nevertheless, the Ribbono Shel Olam acquiesced our request and gave us Malchus. But the Ramban says that since it was Nevuah that was set up in opposition to a Navi, so Kadosh Baruch Hu did not want to begin the history of Malchus would begin with an opposition to Nevuah. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu waited and gave us only a temporary Malchus from Shevet Binyamin until he gave us David HaMelech. And that's and he quotes a pasuk in Isaiah, Etein lecha melech be'api ve'ekach be'emrasi. I gave you a king in my anger, and I took him away, or take him away in anger as well. And that's why, because it came, says the Ramban, that's why it was taken away. So what's the insight the Ramban's giving us of you? That's not how we normally interpret the events. We normally interpret the events that Shaul lost the Malchus. Why? Didn't listen to Shmuel later on, right? In the battle against Amalek, right? And then when Shmuel took him up on it, he did not have the same quality of Yehuda to admit his guilt immediately. Now, what's the Ramban saying of here? Ramban says, but that's not what Hosea said. Hosea said, that if I give you a king, that's where ultimately he lost it and he was killed. So what's the Ramban's insight over here? What's your mind explaining to us? Important, because Ramban is setting us up to understand what he's going to say with the Chashmina. So he says Shloim Ritzono because it was rejection of Shmuel. So Shmuel Sheifei Ben Avi Lechem Lechamiseim. Shmuel was doing all the jobs of Malchus, leader, spiritual leadership. Sheifei, he was organizing the community. Lechem Lechamiseim, he was head in battle. Right? So we didn't need, and it was all Al Pi Hashem. So he did not need a change, a different kind of a leader. All right, so the Navi says, Nichol Goyim, the Vakos of Omar, Loi Oyscha Moasuki Oysi Moasuim Loi Chalei. Because Baruch Hu tells Shmuel that they weren't rejecting you as a Navi, they were rejecting me as their Melech. Ulafichle Nosim the Malchus of Kayama. Right, but apparently, what the Navi is pointing out is that the end of Shaul, now you have to be very careful, in the end of Shaul, he says, "V'lochein lochay be'evrosi she'ner magu uvonda v'nifshu imenu amalchus." Right. So I don't think that the Ramban is saying that the chait of Shaul was related. One could argue that logically. One could argue that Shaul himself came to reject Shmuel, because Shaul's Malchus was born out of rejection of Shmuel. Shaul's Malchus was born out of rejection of Kadosh Baruch Hu being Melech, and Shaul himself flexed his Malchus in opposition to Kadosh Baruch Hu's Tzivut. Right? He put his Malchus, his ability to make it to determine who will die, which Amalek will die, what's the moral stand to take in killing Amalek. So Shaul flexed his position then. So one could easily make that connection. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said that, that's what Hashem points out. Eden Lucham Melech Biyapi, you achieved monarchy in opposition to Nevuah and Melachach Merosa, and you lost it in opposition to Nevuah. The Ramban seems to be saying, that's why that he was killed. V'nifzik malchus mimenu. So v'nifzik malchus, then we've explained. But I guess what the Ramban is saying, why did he lose it in such a why couldn't he be just demoted? Malchus was taken away from him, put into a different position. Ultimately, what's going to happen to the children of David and Melech is that their Malchus is going to be limited. Malchus Yisrael. So apparently, but what's V'lokach Be'evrosa? So apparently what the Ramban is saying is, why did Shaul have to lose it in such a dramatic and gory way that he had to be killed in the battlefield? He had to lose the battle. So Ramban says that's because he stepped into a Malchus that Klal Yisrael wasn't ready for. He stepped into a Malchus that, as we said, was an ill-conceived Malchus. All right, now, let's hold on to this Nakuda. Because that's what the Ramban is developing a thesis for us. So then he goes on to say, L'fichol inosan ha-Malchus shol kayom. It cannot have a Malchus shol kayom. In other words, the Ramban seems to be suggesting is Malchus has to be a reflection of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus. So Lo Yosu Shevet Miyuda, our Malchus endures in a similar fashion to Malchus of the Ribbono Shel Olam. But if our Malchus is established in opposition to the Ribbono Shel Olam, so then it's not going to reflect the Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chlal. L'chei Nerag. So the king was, the Shaul was in the wrong place, the wrong time. Umashomer Akosov Niskalto Lo Shomartes Mitzvah Hashem Ashitivchu Yato Eichin Hashem Es Mamlachto Yisrael Ad Oilom. So now the Ramban says, but that's what I'm saying is not what the Novi said. The Novi said that you just lost Malchus because of the mistake you made in Amalek. The Novi says to Shaul you would have been Melech Li Oilom. But that just goes against the Ramban's pshat and pasuk. No, Shem Leichoto Yilzari Malchus Biyisrael Leil Kulam. He would have had something. Shaul would not have been demoted entirely. He would have had some kind of leadership position. That was assured for him, that he would not be entirely demoted. He would be a governor. But once he made the error with Amalek, the Chayv of Amalek, so then he lost any ability to govern. Ulai hoya, and he deserved, as the Ramban says, Shoyenera. Ulai hoya melech al shivte imoy al binyamin v'efraim v'mnashe, ki Yehuda v'efraim g'shnei amim nechshav b'Yisrael. Oye melech tachas et melech Yehuda. But he would have had something. Ulefi dati hoya amalochim amalochim b'Yisrael mishor ha-shvotim achrei David oivim al das aviyem umavirim nachim. Now the Ramban says step two. All right? Step number one was explaining what it's Pshat and Yosef Shev Yehuda. But now he says that therefore any time we've had kings that were not Mishevet Yehuda, Oivim al Das Avim, they were violating the Tzivui of Yaakov Avinu, Uma Avirim Nachla, and they were inappropriately taking away the rights of Shevet Yehuda. V'heima yusayimachim al dvarachi ha-shiloini ha-novi shemashach li-rova. V'omar v'en ezer ha-dovid l'man zois ach lo'i kol ha-yomim. And they were sayimach on the fact that Yerovam was appointed by a novi, and Yerovam was not mishevet Yehuda. V'omar v'en ezer ha-dovid l'man zois ach lo'i kol ha-yomim. V'kasher v'ichu Yisrael l'amlich aleihem yishor ha-shvotim melech achar melech v'lo yechoizim al malchus yudha omer al tzavos ha-zogon ha-zogin v'nen shuvim. Ramban alludes the following idea, that if there would have been one king appointed, so sometimes you can have, because of some immediate tzorech, a requirement, the best man for the job is not from Shevet Yehuda. And we would have a precedence for that, not a precedence, but we have another illustration of that, is that Shmaya Baptalion with the Av Beitim, even though they were Gerim. A Ger can't be a dying, can't be an Av Beitim. So apparently the terrorists that most Rishonim say is, those who deal with it, is that Shmaya of time were the best people for the job at that time. Tosu says, how could Devorah be a Navi? How could Devorah be a Shefetas? So there were several opinions. One opinion is that Devorah was the best person for the job at that time. So when you have a situation, the Gemara says in a similar illustration that the very end of Brachis, one of the Amiram went to Babel and continued to be Ma'aber es Hashana in Babel. So the Chachme Eretz Yisrael sent the messenger to I forget who it was, the second last Omen of Brachos, and he said the reason why I can do this is the same way that Rabbi Akiva did it. Rabbi Akiva, he went to Chutzos, he was also Ma'abris Hashan. So he said, Rabbi Akiva, Niach Kamoisa of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Akiva could do it because nobody left like Rabbi Akiva of Eretz Yisrael. So sometimes we can violate the rules of who is eligible to be a Dayan or a Shefet or a Bezin if that's the only person available. So the Amira said, Nigangin Loi Nachti Kamoisa. So they said to him, you're right, and you left. But what's the Lashon? Nasu to Yoshim. Harechel Nasu to Yoshim. That since you've been away, so the young scholars have become old scholars. When you left, so you were the only one who could be Ma'aviv Hashan. But in the meantime, the Jews that the young scholars learned, they became Tamid Chacham, they became Gedol Yisrael. So that's why you can't do it anymore. But that's what the point, that the illustration is, that there are times when we do break the rules of eligibility for positions, and we do so because they're the only ones that were available, the best priest people for the job. So the Ramban says that for that we cannot be criticized. But what can be criticized is Melech, Achar Melech. That's when they didn't look to see if they could be Machzir Ateres Liyoshna, bring Malchus back to you, that was a mistake. Says the Ramban, writer, and this is why, this is the source of the punishment that the Chashmonaim got in Bayis Sheni. It's a very bold statement. It's not a common thing for somebody to say, we can figure out what was the chait, why the Baruch was punishing somebody. The Chashmonaim were great, were pious people. But if not for them, they shtachu atar mitzvah b'Yisrael. They were the vehicle of which the Baruch Hu maintained Torah for Klal Yisroel. The Af Al Pi Keinen Shu Oynesh Godol. They were a terrible punishment. Ki Arba Bnei Chashmoy Noi Hazokin Hachasidim Amoyuchim Zachar Zeh. Because four of the children of the Chashmoy Noi who ruled one after the other in Kol Gvurosom Aslochosom. This is the reverse of a Neitz Nister. Right? It's an Oynish Nister. So Ramban says in Parshat Chukoisa that if you have a Neitz Nister, means that over a period of time you recognize it, that the odds are such that this Neitz could not be happening. So Neitz Nister means that over the passage of a period of time you see that the statistics are so well in our favor, it's a nace. You cannot point your finger to which battle was a nace. You can't point your finger to which crop is a nace. But you can say, hey, Yois, that I got this kind of a crop this year, that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu affecting the plant. That's a nace nister. So says the Ramban, and the same thing is true for an Oynish nister. He says, if you have one king, two kings, would get taken captive and would be killed. But all four kings of the Chashmon, all four sons, Hazoki, Nachsidim, Mamoyochim, Zachar, Zeh, in Kol Barosim, Nazlochosim, Nafl B'yaradei, Mecharev, V'yigiyo, Inish, B'soif, L'mashomer, and how far does this go? Chazal said, Komando, Omar, V'yibayz, Chashmon, Noi, Kisina, Abdu. He says that in the end, an Eved got up and killed all Beis Chashmon, in order to be with what are the daughters? So the entire the entire melucha ends in this way. He says that v'igia oynish b'soif l'mashom u'kol mando omer v'beis chashmoy noy k'asina, that an eved killed them out. So all that's left now is amdus. So what kind of an oynish is that? That those are restored Torah to Klal Yisrael, they've lost their malchus entirely, nothing. They're the reverse of malchus, they're avodim. So the Ramban says, Shenichzu kulam b'avoyin zeh, v'af al pi shoyi b'zeh reshimen, oynesh min atztoikim. Avol kol zera matis yo, he says, well, maybe I've misjudged things, because you'll tell me that the various kings made other mistakes, right? Shimon at Tzadik, one of the mistakes, he was criticized by the Prusha because he converted a whole tribe of people in the southern part of Eretz Yisrael. Proactively converted them. So the Chacham were very upset with him. Tell me that Alexander Yanai adopted some of the practice of the Tzadokim. Right? So maybe that's why he was Nenash. I said, Ramban, look at this. It's such an interesting Ramban. The Ramban goes out on a limb to explain the plan of the Ribbono Shel Olam. But he says, Avol kol zerah matisyo chashmonoi atzadik loy avru. But it's not that every single descendant of chashmon of matisyo became atzdoiki. El avur zeh shemolchu. Right, the The Ramban is referring to the Gemara that Yochanan Kohen Gadol, who was the son of Shimon, at the end of his life, he became a tzaddikir. The Gemara says, don't trust a person should not trust themselves to the last day. And the example is a Yochanan Kohen Gadol, him a tzaddikir. Aval kol zeh matis yolo yomru. Ela v'avur zeh shemolchu v'loi hoya mizera Yehuda v'eid gomit. V'isiru ha-shevet v'anchoike l'gamrei. V'yo'oynesh mido k'neged mido shimshilu k'nish baruch v'aleyim v'savdeyem v'eim echvisim. So you see the two positions. Rambam says that was part of the Yeshua. Hemidu melech min ha-koyanim. And the Ramban says that was the beginning of the downfall. Melech min ha-koyanim. The Ramban seems to have said that it would have been okay if the first generation would have been Melech. Because maybe that's what they needed. The Maccabim were the powerful people. They had control. But it was after they maintained the Melucha. Alright? So this is what we're referring to. That's what Rav Kook was referring to. Maintaining the Melucha is a signal of allowing one's power to corrupt. Insider work, right? The downfall, the beginning of the downfall of Melucha is patronizing, using one's power, right? not seeing one's power as a vehicle to serve Klal Yisrael. So when it was Melech Acher Melech, that was number one, a denial of what Yaakov had told them, the denial of the guidance they received from Yaakov Avinu. Right? Ve'efshar gam kein she'eleim chei v'malchusam b'mnei she'yu koyenim. So now the Ramban goes a step further. He says, if it would have been that they were from Shevet Binyamin, a recreation of Shaul HaMelech, if they were a Shevet from one of the Ephraim, like Achia Shiloni, right, that would be half, that'd be a problem. But he says, but it's even worse, and this is like just diametrically opposed to the language of the Rambam. Shoyu aleim chayk malchusam nei shoyu koyanim. V'nistavu b'tishmus kunaschem l'chol dover ha-mizbech l'maisa p'roiches. V'vatim avoydes maton etenis kunaschem. V'lohoyu lem l'mloich rak la'avoydes avoydes Hashem. They diminished their role. By being a koyan, and seeking out to be a melech, so that means that the kohenim were communicating that being a kohen is good, being a kohen is great, but being a melech is even more important. So when a kohen strives to be a melech, so that is a further insult to the kahuna. V'yisi v'yirushalmi v'nethaharius, a moishchen melechim kohenim. There's a special Isur in appointing and anointing Kohen and Melech. Amar Yehuda, Anturia, Al Shem Lo Yosef, Shem Yehuda, Amar Bechiyam Rabba, Laman Yarchim, Amar Machtoi, who won with Gary Sroh, Maxim Basme, Lo Yiyula, Kohen and Malviyim. Hine Shonu Vekan, Shem Moishkin Melechim and Al-Kohen and the Yarmen, Upirish Tchila, Shulach Vod Yehuda. Shein Asherov Sarman Shevet Ahu Ulefichach Af Al Pisha Yisrael Mekaimim Aleim Melech Mishar Ashvatim Kefi Tzayrech Ashar. Even though we can sometimes appoint a king depending on the needs of the time from another Shevet, Ein Moishchen Oysan, we don't use the Shevet Amishcha Shul Yi Aleim Hoy Malchus Elokum Oyshevetim Mishartim Yiyu. And even Kohenim who do undergo who can undergo Mashiach B'Shemen, even they cannot be and cannot receive the Shemen and Mishka from Malchus. Elo Beizdan. And Rav Chiva Abba's approach is that it's Shumanua min HaTorah. That this is not the Dindei Raisa. That Levim do not have, along with Kim, do not have a Chelek in Malchus. That's the Ramban. So you have to understand, Machlokes Ramban Ramban. There are those who said, I think Rafuta points out, that the Rambam's celebrating Malchus Chashveinom is Davka because there was no Shemen Ad Mishkan by Hasheni. So perhaps the requirement of Malchus Beis Dovin was not as impressive in by Hasheni. But I'm not sure if one has to go, I'm not sure if the Ramban may say Afal Pikein. So what's interesting is you find a parallel event that the Ramban associates with Chanukah. The Ramban addresses Chanukah at the very beginning of Parshat Ba'aleischa. If you remember, right now we're relating the end of Parshat Nosai. Why are we relating the end of Parshat Nosai? Chanukah is Mizbeach, correct? That we are celebrating Chanukah's Mizbeach right now. Good. So now so at the very end of, and that's the end of Nosa, towards the end of Nosa, Ba'aloyscha begins with the mitzvah of Bimalik Neres. So the Medrash says, Lama Nismucha Parshas Menorah L'Chanukah HaNesiyim. What's the connection between Nesiyus, dedicating the Mikdash, and lighting the Menorah? So there's a Medrash. L'fi kishiroa Aaron Chanukah HaNesiyim. When Aaron saw the Nesiyim are participating in the establishment of the Mikdash, so he became distressed that he did not was not amongst those who would reestablish who brought for the dedication of the Mishkan. So Ramban says, if the Ribbono Shel Olam, his whole intent was to make Aaron feel better, to assuage him, so why did he say Hadlokas HaNeiros? He should have said Ketoros. You get to be the Ketoros day in and day out. Ubechol HaKarbonos, Ubeminchas Chavitim. Right? Ketoros has Yisimu Ketoros Mi'apecha. But what is Yimaki Purim? Say, cheerful boy. Nichnas lefneim lefneim shu akonish Hashem oibin yechol yishot yil vorech b'shmai. V'oin, ma'atam lechalish at adas hazu. V'aloi korbonoi golu mishol nesiyim shekviv v'yom ha'em korbonoi sarvei. Kolim ha'em iluim. He had many, many more korbonois in the nesiyim. V'im toimer shu yuchoyvas, shu choyva, v'in etztaveh mechol shu daito shu lo yikiv, so you'll tell me that what bothered Ramban, what bothered Aaron, is that everybody else got to dedicate, and he did not get to dedicate anything. So the Ramban says, if that's the case, If that's the case, then how does the menorah help you out? I would ask a third question. Why was Aaron so upset that he didn't dedicate? Why couldn't he dedicate? Why couldn't he bring also agolos and behemoths? What held him back? And if he had a chalisha of das, so why couldn't he have said, alright, we'll go to the shevet and get the stuff together? It took 12, must have taken some time for the 12 to organize themselves. So why could, when Yisachar had floated the idea, why did Aaron say, alright, we're going to be part of it? So Ramban says, Avul inyan ha'agoda hazu l'drish remez min ha'par shal chanukah shal nere shoyis v'vay sheni al yidei Aaron uvonav v'tzoni l'mar chashmeinoi koin gonol uvonav uv'loshin ezem otzasiyah v'vigil astor. Ramban says he thinks that it's not referring at all to the neiros of Mikdash every single day. It's referring to the neiros. To see that the chayshah is all lit during Nes Chanukah, and that's what that is. The Ramban says, if you understand this, if you accept this nakuda, then everything fits in beautifully. He says, what was the nechama Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Aaron? Nechama was right now. There's this kind of Chanukah in his bayah. There's going to be another Chanukah later on. Right now, you are not involved in the Chanukah, but you will be involved later on. Only Kadosh Baruch Hu. L'moishe darvam v'marte lov, yesh Chanukah achere sheyesh v'avlokah saneris v'ani oiseh bo Yisrael al yidei v'necho. Nisim v'tshua v'chanukah shekuya v'shamam. V'chanukah z'beis chashmeinoi. U'lefichich v'marjizu l'parjit chanukah z'beich. Ad kan l'shoyne. You are being primed for much greater things. And then the Medrash goes on to explain other things that Aaron has that will be l'olam. So in this Ramban, one understands what understands this Medrash. When Aaron had Chalisha Sadas, right, so why did he not get involved in bringing something to Mizbeach? What stopped him? So apparently Ramban understood, apparently Aaron understood that that's not his place. That when all the Nesiim are doing something as Nesiim, he's a Kohen, he's a Levi. It's a different role. They're being Mechanech and Mizbeach, he's going to do Avodas and Mizbeach. The Chalishus Hadas wasn't that he missed out on some event. The Chalishus Hadas was that he was now wondering, is his position, did he get the most desirous position of it? Not for COVID purposes, but just to understand his own position. Is it going to be, if he sees that every single administrator of every single shevet now gets to be involved in Chanukah Mizbeach, and he gets to do the avoda. So Aaron is wondering, so who's doing more for Klal Yisrael? The ones who celebrate the Chanukah Mizbeach every single shevet, the leaders of every single shevet, or the kohen who works the day in the yard and brings korbanos? So he wasn't sure. That's Chalishus Hadas. He wasn't sure if his position in life, his children, would be doing the utmost they could do for Klal Yisrael Pashroshchi. So the Baruch Hu says, Shalcha Gedele Mishalem. He says, yours is going to be going to be something that Lokas HaNeiros of Hanukkah will far surpass the physical plant of Beis HaMikdash. Right? So that's according to the Ramban, that's what Yisroch told Aaron. Right, let's go a step deeper. This parallels the event later on. Aaron understood, and he was being told that there are jobs for Nesim and jobs for Kayin. Right? And Aaron first said Chalishas Das, and then Yisroch told Moshe to tell Aaron, tell him not to have Chalishas Das. Right? Because there's going to be a time when that the survival of Klal Yisrael depend on the Kohen. So you want to know what's best for Klal Yisrael. Well, who accomplishes more for Klal Yisrael? Who is the greater Kiddushim Shemayim? So it's true, if you have a look if you take a snapshot of the time when we were Mechanech, the Mizbeach, the Mesa Mikdash, so you could argue that the Kohanim Leviim took second stage. Those who had gold and silver, they were able to build the Beis HaMikdash. They were able to mechanech the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohanim Leviim, once it's built, they get to sing, they get to bring du avoda. But who gets to build the Beis HaMikdash? The Kohanim are collecting tumors and maizrus. Or the farmers who had a great crop and they're able to build the Beis HaMikdash. They're able to bring the gold so it's required. And so when the Nesiim brought the animals for Chanukas and Mizbeach, they were representing, and they brought Golos and Behemoth, they were representing this is the effort of Klal Yisrael. The effort of the Klal Yisrael, which is not represented by Kohanim and Leviim. But the physical plant in the Mishkan would not be here if not for the people that the Nesim represent. There won't be karbanis to bring. There won't be a shemen and a seilas and an if not for the people that they represent, that the Nesim represent. Right? The kohen now take what's given to them. They do avoid it with it. So if you take a snapshot, nope. So who is doing more for Klal Yisrael? That's Chalishus Adas that Aaron had. He said, maybe I should be there with the Nesiim, the builders, the building of the Mishkan. So Yisroch Baruch Hu says to him, Shalcho Gedor L'Mishalem. If you look at a snapshot, then you don't get a clear picture of that. But if you look at the overall picture, right? Their contribution is not going to survive Churban Beis HaMikdash. Your contribution is going to be lo mayad. Right? What's and let's go a step deeper. What is the contribution that the Kohanim and Levim represent? Right? It's not represented by Keteris, but represented by. By the Menorah, by Thomas HaMenorah, by Lokas HaMenorah. That's what the Ramban is pointing out. That's if you're Mamlech Melochim in HaKoyanim, then you're dealing it Klal Yisrael a terrible blow. There's one problem that you're concentrating power inappropriately. Right? You're building up the machinery for the corruption. Of power. You're feeding into the sense that power often generates. We are the ones who know what's best. We have the more power that the more we can do for the people. We have a certain agenda, we'll be more successful with the agenda. So on one level, when you have Kohanim and Melochim concentrated in one person, then you have power concentrated. Because Baruch Hu that wasn't the system that was brought right in mind. The system was that you have a melech and you have a Sanhedrin, and the melech consults with the Sanhedrin. Right? the American checks and balances. You have different people, different tools and mechanisms in powerful places. So on one hand, when you have Malchus and Kahuna consolidated, so you're feeding into the ills of power. And that's what brings down power, as it brings down Malchus. Right? Well, what was the fatal error of Shlomo HaMelech? Do you remember the story with the young people coming? Not the Rechavam, sorry, the Rechavam. Coming to Rechavam, that they knew, reduce the taxes, make it easier for us. And who advised Rechavam?
Right,
the people in power, right? And they emboldened him that he doesn't have to worry about these people. That's the one that's really serving. And if he listens to the people that he's serving, he's caving in. So you have what we would call the established power, maintaining their power. But that was the fatal error of Rechavam. So that's on one level it's the Ramban is pointing out. To have Kahuna and Malchus in the same person, the same position, that's the system that Rambam wanted to avoid. That's a system of Kuk calls an immature system. A mature Klal Yisrael, if we adopt an immature system, then we're not ready yet for Malchus. One could see of Kuk's approach, I don't know if he says this. But Rav Kook has an approach that history matures. Right? That we see a process in history. Rav Kook's approach is that the fact that Christianity and Islam are powerful religions, that's moving the world in a good direction. It's moving the world away from paganism. Right? That's ultimately a powerful historical process. One could follow the same idea by saying that the democracy of America has moved the world into understanding the importance of the power of the system that divides power. So that ultimately, when we have a theocracy, our theocracy will be understood to be a theocracy that maintains within itself a division of power. But now we can now go a step further. Because the Ramban says that to be mamlech a melech min hakoyanim is the gravest error that we can conceive of in Malchus. One error in Malchus is when it's ill conceived, when it's a rejection of nevuah. Right? One error is consolidation of power. Right, one error is the Yosef Shem Yehuda going against the advice of the Zokin of Yaakov Avinu, or the ruling of Yaakov Avinu. But what's the worst? The worst is Nakoyan. Right? What the Rambam celebrated, the Ramban dismissed. So why would the Ramban dismiss it? That's the Ramban also in Baal Yisrael. Because that is the... So let's follow Ramban. Ramban says, because there's going to be a time when you'll lose your administrative power and you'll have gezeiros against you. Right? You're not going to have a king. You're not going to have a governor. You're not going to have physical prowess. But you're going to be losing on all fronts. And the Malchi Yovan are going to be pillaging the Jews and destroying our spiritual backbone. So where are we going to get the strength from? Where's it going to come from? So if you have Koyanim who have not been impacted by Malchus, have not been taken down by Malchus, right? Then Klal Yisrael can grow once again from those Koyanim. Right? The Yevonim have to dismantle our monarchy, our sovereignty. But the Yevonim will have a much harder time destroying our kahuna. Right? A monarchy, a sovereignty, though, there are physical mechanisms that can be dismantled. Kahuna You can only dismantle the Beis HaMikdash. But you can't dismantle Kahuna. So Kadosh Baruch Hu created two systems of that are being controlled of Klal Yisrael. One is Mishpat, one is Malchus, one is Milchama, right? And the other is teaching, Sifsei Koyin Yishmer Das. The other is moving amongst Klal Yisrael, collecting Trumas and Vaisers, and encouraging Chesed, and being the embodiment of Chesed. The Kadosh Baruch Hu made them into a source of power in Klal Yisrael. If the two are combined into one, as the Ramban says, there would have never been a Chanukah. But because they were separated, there were Jews that were ready to be Madligas and there. Right? And that's why it's Madligas and there, and not Keteris. Because the Keteris is the Yisimu Keteris Be'apechos, Klapi the Rebbeinu. Madligas and there is Klal Yisrael. Madligas and there is teaching. Atovas and there is preparing. The Rebbeinu explains what the Rambam wanted to celebrate is the successful combination of Malchus and Kahuna. What the Rambam thought we should be celebrating is that ultimately what Chanukah represents is the raising of Western culture and infusing it with meaning and with spirituality. So that's apparently, if one could take it to the next step, that's what the Rambam and Ramban seem to separate. And the celebration of Chanukah. Well, the celebration of Chanukah, ultimately, that we did gain certain things from Western thought, and we were mekanish them. V'mlichu melech melakoyenem, that's what Putin is mahalach. Or was the celebration of Chanukah the Ramban? It was the maintaining the purity of the ruchnis of Klal Yisrael from which we can be rebuilt. And those two ideas then become the ways in which the Rambam and Ramban evaluate the position of the Chashmina. Okay.